It is Monday, the 14th of July, and this is episode 215 of Digital Outbox. Hello, I'm Chris. Welcome along for another episode, joined as ever by Ian. Hello, Ian.
Good evening, Christopher.
I forgot to do my accent.
But it's probably better.
Are you sure? I tried to listen back to that while I was waiting for my car to be serviced and not realizing my phone was at full volume. And then it took me 4 stabs to try and get it to stop. It was kind of embarrassing. That's another good reason not to do it, right?
I think
as if you need another one.
That's not the prime reason, but it's a good reason.
It's one reason. Short one tonight, so let's get cracking. The UK government has rushed through emergency surveillance legislation. Background to this: European Court of Justice said that basically they weren't allowed to keep records of, or enforce the keeping of records of your phone records, your internet records and things like that. And they weren't allowed to use that data for surveillance, I guess, to sort of check your background, what you've been doing, who you've been calling, what websites you've been visiting. European Court said, no, governments, you're overstepping the mark. You're not focused enough. You're not doing it for any particular reason. You're just collecting data just in case. And then our government sort of had little sort of huddled meetings for, I guess it was, is it been 3 or 4 months, something like that, maybe even longer than that?
I think it's 12 months since this has come out.
And
okay, it's 12 months since European Union
said that they couldn't do it.
Yep.
then at the very last minute, just as sort of the kind of weeks before the actual phone companies and internet companies were going to actually start deleting the backlog of data, they've decided it's an emergency that they must keep this data and they cannot lose it and they must save all this. And they've basically, through back doors, not showing anyone legislation, they are now telling themselves that they can do this.
And so what they've announced was basically last Thursday, said it's the same laws. We've got cross-party support, so Lib Dem and Labour support. So it's going to go through anyway, whether you like it or not. We've only announced it today, which was Thursday, and see next Monday or Tuesday. That's when the vote is. So incredibly short notice for a really wide, and this is the bit that's up for debate now. Is it a wide ranging change? Because it's certainly been put as no, it's not. This is just exactly the same as what we had before, but it's protecting companies that we're asking to do this for. So the whole point of this was to stop, you know, me or you suing Three for doing this, because there's no legislation covering it.
I remember having debates about that when the kind of all those new laws were coming in. I remember we were debating the fact that they already had the right to ask phone companies for the phone records under warrant though, and the new legislation they brought in was to try and add that in. They didn't get it at that point because privacy advocates and all those things said that this was a change of the law. But they kind of did it anyway. So even though they were doing this before, I don't think they have had a mandate. So they're kind of giving themselves a mandate for the first time. Even though they were doing this before and said they were allowed to do it, it was never clear that they were. That's my understanding of it.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I mean, the other thing that annoyed me last week was that the Lib Dems in particular made this big play that they've got the caveat written in that it expires after 2 years. So it forces whoever's in power, so whoever gets voted in next May, has to really, you know, have a proper debate around this. And they feel like they've won, you know, an argument there, you know, so put in kind of, yeah, exactly. But what's come out, so one very vocal opponent has been Tom Watson. So Tom Watson, who was more of a front bench Labour guy, but he kind of went back bench last year. He's been a lot more, it's allowed him to be a lot more vocal on things that are close and personal to him rather than towing the party line all the time. So he's up in arms, but it's just the fact that it's such a wide, it's got such sweeping powers, and there's basically no debate time. There's no information behind it. It's all really getting leaked out really last minute, And just concerned about the whole approach to law. That's you know, almost like the disregard.
Because all that the court, I mean, judges are, you know, that's what they're designed to do, is to make these calls. and the call that judge made was basically, he's not saying that information isn't valuable in situations. What he's saying is it's not right and it's overreaching to go for a policy of storing everything just in case it's useful. They should be storing things where they know that there's a threat. I mean, they were going on about how, oh my goodness, terrorists are suddenly going to take over and paedophiles are going to, you know, get rampant. And it's just because this information got quiet. But the fact is, they've always been able to get warrants for all this information. And in fact, they can get much more information under warrant. The fact that they have to get that from a court, though, they say it takes too long. But that procedure and due diligence is in place for a good reason. That's to stop them just randomly taking information, which is what they do.
Yeah, and I've got nothing against, you know, the, you know, police, you know, Home Office, all the MI5s or whatever. Go and catch terrorists. Quite happy for you to go and do that. But it seems to be that, you know, I just don't agree with this whole, we'll capture everything.
Yeah, we'll capture everything just in case we've then suddenly,
yeah,
you know, if we don't like the look of you, we'll then go and investigate things further. But yeah, all that has to happen is they have to start from a position of, you know, this something, you know, someone's done something, or we suspect someone of doing something. Then they can get the warrant. Then that's the starting procedure. They can get the phone records and they can go down the line that way. The fact that they believe that they've got the right to just have everything is kind of disturbing. But I think that's becomes more and more apparent that they do think that.
Yep. And what's more, I guess what's more worrying, and it kind of, and it's just about the speed. You know, people don't get time to digest all these changes. But there was two Home Office impact assessments released on Friday night.
Right.
So this was talking about £8.4 million in the average bill for state surveillance to kind of cover costs for companies holding this information. But in amongst all the detail behind that, it was the first time that it actually made explicit that the legislation would confirm powers to the British government to impose sanctions and penalties on overseas internet and phone companies anywhere in the world that refused to comply with an intercept warrant from London to hand over the content of communications.
Wow.
And this is definitely a step up from what is currently in the statute books right now. But obviously, you know, 10 Downing Street, I've been insisting, nope, there is no change from what we've got right now. There's no extra powers there. It's all the same. That's different. Well, that's the problem.
That's massive. I mean, again, it just gives them that extra, you know, you must comply with this. And I think the whole problem with it, from my point of view, is you know, the whole point is you're supposed to not distrust criminals and trust your government, aren't you? Really?
Well, the thing is,
my point of view seems to be the other way around at the moment.
Exactly. And the thing is, I'm just wondering if they're using Weasley words to be, you know,
always.
So, because the, if you look at the next statement, the proposed legislation would not impose any new obligations on UK business. Mm-hmm. And if you said that in Parliament and everybody's putting two, and you're thinking, yeah, okay, so there's no more obligations, we're not changing the law because that law currently stands for UK businesses. But that change to laws and companies around the world is a massive, massive change.
Yeah, yeah. And companies are international as well, aren't they? So, yeah. And, you know, like, so, and anything they want to do on the rush and on the sly and quickly without getting people's ire up, they, you know, their key phrases are always terrorists, criminals and paedophiles at the moment. That's the three things that apparently having phone records is going to be, you know.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Talking about phones, Post Office decided that it wants to get in the phone business, and it's doing so through EE. So now not only can you get your phones through Tesco, Sainsbury's and Asda, you can now get them at Post Office as well.
Well done, Post Office.
Well done, Post Office. Kind of, I guess it's them trying to diversify, turning themselves into... what are they turning themselves into?
Well, they did the kind of home broad, but to me this goes back to when they started... So Post Office Network started slimming down, before the Tories came in, but then I think it went through another fairly significant cut when they came in. And I think there was always this problem of, in certain places, it was the only shop.
Yeah.
But they weren't making any money, and it was really difficult to stay open. So I think there was a bit of funding going on to keep, of, you know, that key village shop open, or the post office open. But it just got narrower and narrower. So they're obviously trying to offer more service, because one of the options was, as all the banks started shutting down, provide some banking, you know, that it becomes a place that where I need to go and do my banking. Oh, well, while I'm here,
problem
I'll
is
do X, Y, and Z as well.
Problem for these things, it's the same with all these sort of the money providers through supermarkets or through further parties. It's just a different brand on top of exactly the same product. And,
it is,
and what's the point of that? I mean, the post office aren't doing anything here other than spending money licensing underlying technologies.
But it's a bit like Tesco's. I'm not saying Tesco's is as trusted as post office, but I think to a certain certain generation, and within the UK, well, you know, the is a elderly population, as we're, you know, we're all getting slightly older, or the percentages of us, you know, all that nonsense, all the stats that say we're all going to live longer. Post office is probably a more trusted name, I would hazard a guess.
But you know, some companies mean something, don't you? And I don't see the tie-up between post office and you see the tie-up between post office and their financial side of things quite clearly. But post office and a local village shop, yes. But post office and mobile phones,
I think it's just back to it's a trusted brand. So if I was going to buy from something called EE, what the hell is EE? Oh, but I'll buy it from the post office because I know them. They've been around for years. They won't collapse. They won't fold. They won't diddle me.
Yeah, but okay, let's do post office everything. Post office Durex. You know, it doesn't. They'll never let me down. It's just one of those things. I just don't see the tie-in. The brand's got to mean something for a reason, and maybe around finances and things like that. It does mean that, but I don't think it means, you know.
I don't think they'll let me down, but I think size-wise, it'll be very expensive for some people.
Germany's World Cup hammering of Brazil. They've broken all Twitter records. So they've set all-time tweets per hour records. They've tweeted a number of tweets, all sorts of things going on. But it smashed it.
580,000 tweets per minute.
That's an awful lot. That's almost as much as the British phonographic industry sends out takedown notices. Even I couldn't avoid the World Cup during that. It was, you know, everything was alight.
And you're not, I know you don't follow football. Not as much you don't follow it, but you don't. I don't follow it.
Full stop.
Yeah. But I'm just so glad because the previous record was Miley Cyrus during the MTV VMAs.
And anything but that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that is. I think there is a nice trend being shown as well. It's just the next big thing, isn't it? There's no particular trend to what these peaks are caused by, but it's just, you know, the next big bit of news. It's how Twitter's grown from, you know, its peak. What was its previous peak? They had the Usain Bolt's 200 meter sprint was 80,000 tweets per minute, and that was 2012. So in that short time, we've seen peaks that have been going up and up and up, and now we're up to sort of half a billion. Is that?
And the thing about the World Cup, it is a type of event where it's got everybody watching at the same time. You know, it's not just people in the UK. It's not just people. You know, it's everywhere is watching it. And those that first half of the semi final was amazing. You know, it was like, well, there's one goal.
I even switched over and got two goals. It was great. Football should always be like that.
Well, one of my mates watched the first goal and then he thought, there'll be no more. So he switched over with his wife, watching something else, turned it back. Five!
Four or five.
Yeah. What?
It was a bit bonkers. It was like so bonkers that they didn't really know what to say. And all those really expensively paid analysts who all go out there and tell you what's going to happen because they really know football and what's going to happen. No one called that, did they? No, they didn't. But they were all smart afterwards and said how they were. Of course, that was always going to happen. Anyway, sorry. Do I dislike football? I think so. Raspberry Pi. They've released a new version of their little microcomputer. It's called the MicroPi B+. That's kind of along the BBC B+, isn't it?
I forgot all about that. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going along those similar vein. Few changes. So it's got, instead of having a 26-pin general purpose IO, it's got a 40-pin. They've kept backwards compatibility by saying that the first 26 pins of that 40 pins are going to be identical, so you can still plug things in the same way as you could before. Price is £20, so $35. And there's a few other bits of IO going on, so a few more sensor options, a few more powered USB ports as well, which is good.
I think that was one of the... Yeah, because I think I had two before, so having four USB ports is actually quite a nice
update.
Is it
three of them are powered?
Yep. And the SD card is now a micro SD. And I think previously it was one of these just kind of, you just pulled and pushed it yourself. Mm-hmm. But this is an actual pop, mm-hmm. which makes it a little bit nicer again. Yeah. Yeah, so you know it's in and yeah. it's reading and you can push it.
And it's not protruding basically, which is yeah. part of, you don't want things getting snapped off. And they basically, the actual sort of hardware wise, so memory is still the same. It's more of a kind of, yeah, sensors and input and output sort of upgrade rather than anything else.
And it uses less power.
Yeah, so that's all good. That's all important stuff. And we've heard so many different ways these things have been used. It's not just in the education market, although I think it is there. But people just using these for all sorts of sort of hacking jobs, really. But it is slightly bigger than the old version.
Yeah, so physically slightly bigger. So because there's been a massive aftermarket or third party market in supporting, you know, like Pi cases and all sorts of add-ons. But there is new ones out already. You know, so this has just been announced today, and I think there's the first cases are already out there. So obviously they've teamed up with a few people to make sure that if you're buying a B plus that you can.
Yeah, and obviously if you've got a particular slot that you're putting one of these chipboards into for whatever you're doing, you won't be able to necessarily use the latest one because it is slightly bigger. It is a matter of, you know, it's not a massive difference in size, but obviously any difference in specification will cause some issues for some people. But anyway, there you go. That's what it's for. It's 20 quid.
It's not 20 like, quid.
Stop moaning.
And the thing is, I stumbled on a forum post and it was all, you know, people gushing about it. And then the next post... Man, I'm gutted. I just bought mine last month. They think they'll swap it out. Can't believe that I've done this. And then the next post down, somebody was saying, yeah, me too. I'd bought my MacBook Pro when the new ones, you know, it's like, you know, 2 months before the MacBook Pros. I'm thinking, I'd be sore about that because £1,500. It's £20.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's £20. Just buy another one.
Oh, no. Well, that's because you're so rich, Ian.
feels like it.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been launched just after the Hummingboard.
Did you hear about the Hummingboard?
No. So what's Hummingboard?
So basically, it's from a company called I've lost it. I'll click on that and find it in a minute. But basically, this is the same size, physical size as a Raspberry Pi, so mm-hmm. they can use the big aftermarket, you know, third party stuff. Solid Run is the name of the company. And they've basically made these a little Hummingboard. It looks exactly like the Pi, but it's more powerful. So it's a bit more CPU, a bit more RAM.
Does it run its own software that you know, or does because Raspberry Pi has its own version of Unix, doesn't it? Or because I think it's
does as well. So it'll run Ubuntu, Debian, as well as Android and XBMC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So kind of covering all the same bases, but basically saying. A bit more powerful, fits in same cases, lets you do a bit more.
Okay. So there you go, that's Hummingboard. I mean, I don't know whether dilution in this market is a good idea, but I guess it's going to come one day anyway, isn't it? Just sometimes having a standard device is better, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the Pi is...
It's the one that news services know about and will report on. So yeah,
I think see the folk that I know, some that use it for an Xbox Media Center, basically just like mm-hmm. a little streaming box. I can see somebody maybe going for the Hummingboard for that because a bit more power mm-hmm. probably helps. But see, if you're not like doing a hacking project, just stick there. You know, stick
yeah, there's
there
more resources, more background, more backup there, isn't there?
Exactly. You know, you've got a massive community that are hacking loads, whereas in the Hummingboard you're probably going to get a small amount.
Yes, absolutely. Netflix are offering the best job in the world. If you are lucky enough to get this, you would be paid to sit down and watch TV all day, TV and movies. Fortunately, you won't be able to pick and choose just the ones that you want to watch. You'll have to watch the whole lot because your job will be to tag them. You have seen how random Netflix different genres are and how specific they are. Well, that's because they have a team of these people in the US at the moment just sitting around tagging the particular type of rom-com that they're watching. Rom-com with, you know, gentle suicidal overtones, for example. See, I could do this job. but they're offering this job outside of the US now. So if you're living in the UK, you can apply.
just think you could be paid to watch Big Brother.
It's not on Netflix. Anyway, so basically,
there's kind of a hint of regret in your voice. Yeah,
yeah. I know, there was, wasn't there? There is someone in this world is getting paid to watch Netflix. I bet actually it's actually a lot worse than you could ever give that credit for.
Oh, horrendous.
Can you imagine watching all of the, I mean, when you flick through Netflix and you figure out what you actually want to watch on it, it really is four or five shows. That's it.
But it's the same as Sky. So, you know, sure. That's the thing. It's no different. It's just whether you're willing to pay X amount a month and sure. what choices you get.
No, 100%. But
oh, the amount of junk that's on Sky.
But at least with TV reviewers, they get to pick and choose what TV they really want to concentrate down on. When you tag something, you've got to tag the whole lot. You've got to tag, you know, American Werewolf parties in New York.
And that's like always, because I've got you watching Gogglebox, haven't I?
Yeah, you did.
Started watching it. Yeah. And on the earlier series, they were a bit more kind of entertainment focused. But in this last one, they were like, we want to make it a bit more topical, so we'll get you watching the news a bit more. And sometimes that's fine. I do watch a lot of news, but other times, not a lot happening. Nope. You know, like last night, there was 4 hours of World Cup, and BBC News kicks in, and there's another 5 minutes on World Cup. And it's like, it's just been on.
Just seen that. Yes, thanks very much.
Just seen that, but we'll show you one of our other highly paid.
Yeah, there's someone, a news reporter on Copacabana Beach. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, with a different camera crew, with a different director, with a different sound recordist.
Pretending that they knew that the result was going to happen all along because they're the best analysts in the world.
Some suggestions to save money.
Yes, I think it's been said before. Too many people are a good thing, right? Okay, a final story for this week is a new Kickstarter, or relatively new. It's still going. This is a guy called Zach Brown. He turned to crowdfunding to try and fund the creation of a potato salad. And this was not a company creating potato salads. This was not the gourmet potato salad of all gourmet potato salads. This was just to make him a potato salad. He asked for $10. And would you like to let us know the live running total of how much he has now raised?
It's $49,000.
So we're talking about £28,000, something like that.
Yeah.
That he raised for his Kickstarter.
And he wanted, I mean, to be fair, he wanted $10. And his first kind of his goal was donate to me, and as I make it, I'll read out your name.
And nearly everyone's donated sort of $1, right? So he's going to have to read out now 40,000 names.
Well, you say that. There are 14 people that have pledged $110.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because they receive a recipe book, shirt, hat, and along with a bite of the potato salad, a photo of me making the potato salad, a thank you posted to our website, and I will see your name out loud while making potato salad.
Do you remember the $1 million website? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So with the, you know, a dollar per pixel, and you had to buy 100.
And that worked for him, didn't it?
There were so many people that then tried to follow on with, and it never worked again. In fact, he tried to do something again, and it didn't work again because he got backlash on it.
Yeah.
But he made $1 million from that website.
And the thing is, people, you know, see if you want to. So people have been really critical of this, saying, "How dare he do this?" And it's like he didn't do it. He set it up, and loads of people just jumped on it. You know, it's one of these things. You know, it took off in Reddit. People started throwing in a dollar, and before he knew it, it was up $100, and then it was up at $1,000. And see, if somebody wants to put $10 in because it's an internet meme, and you think, why not?
And that's all it is. And it will only work once, has only worked once. People have tried to click onto it, and it won't work. Yes.
There's people starting up some and saying, well, why can't you go and fund this class in Ethiopia? Why can't you fund this, you know, me outfitting a room somewhere and doing all this worthy charity work? And it's like, no, it was just one of these things. You can't predict it.
Nope.
The guy, and don't hate on him just because he stuck up a fun thing, and lo and behold.
And he made a lot of money out of it.
Yeah.
There we go. That's the end of this week's podcast, which is, unless you've got pick. Have you got pick?
Of course I've not.
Fabulous. So I shouldn't say that. Oh, it's a shame. let's wrap it up then by just telling you that you can find out more about what we are and what we do and what we talk about at digitaloutbox.com. You can talk to us. info@digitaloutbox.com is the email address. Twitter and Skype, we are on as Digital Outbox. Ian, where can we find you?
My website is END.net and Twitter is Sweeper.
So my Twitter handle is CheesyUK and my racing blog is academyracer.co.uk, where I'll soon be putting up this weekend's races and report.
And you did very well, didn't you?
Did all right, yeah. 2 seconds. Although, as good as that sounds, I'm still further now back in the championship. So I'm 4 points back now and the third place guy has got closer. So as good as 2 seconds is, got to make better at Brands Hatch.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
I mean, just remember, Hamilton was miles out of it and look what happened.
Exactly. And I'm just like Hamilton. thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. In fact, next week, we might be a bit late with our podcast next week.
Next Thursday. It's just instead of doing one this Thursday, we'll do it next Thursday because it's quiet. It's July.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. So we will. It's just over a week before we're back.
Oh, and Henry says best regards everybody from the island of Mull.
He's
on holiday in Mull. And Wi-Fi isn't the best there. It's not the best in Glasgow, but in Mull, impossible. Oh, I did. That's a story I did miss. Glasgow's rolled out free Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow. All over the city?
City centre and East End. So it's out in time for the Commonwealth Games.
Excellent.
Which start next week. So I'll need to give it a try.
Good for them. And that's hopefully more people will do it very soon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Coming to Storrington in 2050. Unlikely. All right. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Ta-da. You're as well saying coming to Trumpton in 2015.
I think so.